There's a big tumult going around the last couple of months, more, maybe it's already a year, about bugs and the fish. It's different kind of fish that have bugs. Some Rabbanim hold that you're not allowed to eat these fish. Some Rabbanim hold that you're allowed to eat these fish. And I want really to go to the mevara of this Indian from the beginning till end to try at kama sheyodim haseges vada and mevatel daiti simcha. Let's come quick. But again, you know, I'm a Talmud from Rabbi Yashiv, and from Rabbi Yashiv Asses. So Avada, you know, Psach for me is Razevi, my Rebbe. And Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's also, it's God Lado. But, you know, there's a lot of different Rabbonim that hold different Shittas. Spoke today for a long time, over almost a half an hour, to Rabbi Belsky that holds that it's for sure Mutter. I'm first from Chicago. I spoke today that whole that is for sure muta. So, it's not changing. There's a lot of Rabbanim in America that asked Rabbi Bess, Shlomo Miller is in between. So, I'll try to go duch the shittas, what everyone holds, to learn the sugya from the beginning till end. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, together we'll come to a maskone and we'll know exactly at least what is the picture. I will try maybe also to give them a little bit of information to people that want to know, to be yotze al shittas, how they could, you know, eat without having machshash, if timtum alev, or passing thousands of averes by every sheretz, a mind that they eat. The Gemara in Chulin, maybe I will start from the end. Some people taina, how it could be that it's also. If it's also, it's kimat no fish that you could eat. That's what some people tie it. Feed them, we'll see soon. You came out, there's nothing more to eat. Now, all the machmirim, different kind of places, they didn't eat flesh. You know, when they come to a simcha, they only took fish. Now we found out that these people were doing the most averes. I want a fish. Fish. The fashita mention. Punk, these people, we found out now that these are the ones that made the most averes. Because in every fish, there's thousands of shrotim. Chicken, efshar, ein lav, tzvei lav. So, you know, I don't know what's going to be. But how could it be that a maize come to you that you can't even eat fish? So someone told me, someone of the poskim told me today, that Punk, you learned today the Fayemi, the Gemara and the Fayemi, the Tzadik Ches. I think it's the Fayemi, I'm not holding. Omar Rab Chananya. Ain ben David bo, ad sheichu kol neshama shebalev b'chomesh, all different ad sheichu. Omer Rab Chanina, ain ben David bo, ad sheisbakish dag lachoyle velo imotze. That, you know, choyle is a lot of the teirim, but it will be a matzev that they will need a fish for a sick person and they will cannot find fish. So all the years, every time when we learn this Gemara, but don't understand, well, Mashiach doesn't come till you can't find a fish to give the choyle to eat. The yam is full with fish, was v'zayin. Now we know. Mashiach is in the way. If you know fish to eat, Mashiach comes. So, it's not that for Pukka Gemara, and if you know, Mamash Siyad HaGishmaya, it's not that they move to say that you cannot eat fish. Forget, stay that La'osid Lobby before Mashiach will come, will be a matzah, you can't find fish to eat. Doesn't say Shilo Yimotze Dag. Shilo Yimotze Dag Lachoy Lelechol, yeah? You need fish to eat, and so I want to mevar the sugya, kedarkeinu, we'll learn the sugya from the Gemara be'iyun, and we'll come to the maskona aloch elemaise, we'll try to build up the sugya. The sugya is geboit in Masech Techulin Daf Samach Zayin. Tanya, kol asheretz asheretz ala oretz, lerabos yafchushim shesinenom. Little kind of bugs that are inside the water. Time with the sinenom, only if you sift it, you drained it, that Rashi says that they started to walk on the kashin, on the straw. But before that, the muta. Omar Shmuel. Kishus sheitlia, squash that became full with worms, ba'abiyah asur. If it's connected, it's mechuba lekarka, you're not allowed to eat the worms that are inside the squash. Mishum asheretz asheretz al ha'oretz. Rashi explains, because it's mechuba la'oretz, and the talas could walk inside the squash, v'meile, it has a din of sheretz ha'oretz. Leim mesayel leidetani chode, al ha'oretz lo'isis azizin sheba'adoshin, sayatushim, flies, skittles, shebaklosim, v'toilas shebatmorim, a worm in the dates, v'shebagroinus, and also in the... v'tani yidoch, kol asheretz asheretz al ha'oretz, l'rabu istoilas shebikor izoisim, ma'ilav ide v'ide v'peire, ho be'avir sheloi be'avir. If it started to come in the fruit when it's connected to the floor, so it's called that it's roichesh al ha'oretz. If after you took the fruit down, you put them on the table, and they started to become full with worms, that's muta. Bayer Rabbi Yosef, pirsho v'meisa mau. If she walked out, she moved out of the fruit, so it's already not dino. So the aloch is like this. Fruits that grew and have bugs inside is also to eat. But fruits that are cut off and they don't have bugs, and we know cloth 24 months they didn't have bugs, and now they start to have bugs, you're allowed to eat these bugs. Cause man, they're inside the fruit. But if they leave the fruit, they become a din of sheretz ha'oretz and the osu. Pirsha v'meisa mau. When it left, it died right away. So it never had a time to be roichesh al ha'oretz. Miktsoso mau. La'avir ha'oilo mau. It just fell straight to his mouth. Teiku. Legag t'mora mau. If it moved from the date to the piece of tree there. Mitmora le'tmora mau. Was 2 days near each other. And it moved from one. Teiku. Now we're going to argue more. Omar Rav Sheshes Barei de Rav Idi. Kukiyani osu. Kukiyani osu. This is our sugya we're going to learn today. Kukiyani osu. Rashi learns, what is kukiyani? It's worms. The truth is, the word kukiyani comes in the first time in Shas, in Brochas Daf Lamed Vav. Moses says, if someone eats se'oirim, it's kosher le kukiyani. Like Rashi, toiloim sheba beter. If you eat soirim, it's kosher le kukiyani. So here we also have a gemara, kukiyani also. And kukiyani show. And kukiyani, sorry, first mandoma. Omar, I'm going to kukiyani also. So like Rashi, what is kukiyani? Toiloim sheba kovet v'sheba reo. And the animal in the kovet and in the reo, the lungs, and the liver of the animal is bugs. These bugs are us. Tesis learns, we're talking about bugs that are inside fish. We'll get back to Tesis in a second. My time. Me'al meke osu. These bugs didn't start to be created from inside of the fish. These bugs, the fish ate. Maskev l'ravashi, me'al me osu l'ishtak chudor b'isarei. So why we don't find a deer? In the Beis Arei, or when she's Matelas Glolim, Mishklo, what the Gemara means to us. V'ilchase kukiyani osu. Kukiyani osu. My time emeina naim v'aylele ba'asei. When the animal sleeps, or when the fish sleeps, the bugs came through the nose. They came from different places into the body. So b'meile, it's not a raya. So the aloch is kukiyani osu. This is one gemara. Kukiyani osu. Remember this gemara. Second gemara. Toiloim darmi. Kind of worms. The bisre asuri. The kvir shori. From the meat is osu. From the fish is muta. So the second gemara, worms. And the meat it's osu. And the animal and the behemoth it's osu. And the fish it's shori. Cook it together, and the fish, and I will eat it. Don't show, I don't want to see it, it's about the shaktsu. Cook them with the worms, and I want to eat them. אמר לי רב משעה שברי דרב אחר לרבינה, why you allowed to eat them? מה ישנו מודתן ואיז נבלוס להם תשקייצו לרביס הדרנים שבבאימה? The same kind of bug, it says that it's also. Again, the first Gemara says, דרנים שבבוסור, worms in the meat, in the flesh, you're allowed to eat. Worms, you're not allowed to eat. The ones in the fish, you're allowed to eat. The Gemara is a braisa, you're not allowed to eat. The Gemara answers like this. And this is the maskana what we need. Zog the Gemara, if you have an animal and you have worms that were made minayu kagavli, Loshon Rashi, minayu kagavli, Loshon Gadli, minaveim ha'atzmeim gdelim, ve'lo yisher etz ha'oretz nilu. But in the animal it's osu, why? And in the fish it's muta. What is the difference? So the Gemara explains like this. Animal needs shchita. So even that it's created from the animal, aber nicht gewendet a shchita. Fish don't need shchita. You just pick it together and you use it. So while fish don't need shchita, the bugs are muta. So again, the second Gemara is on bugs that were created from the animal and then from the fish. So in the animal it's also, in the fish it's muta. Why in the animal it's also? Because animal needs a shchita. Masha'ek and fish doesn't need a shchita. This reason Taisa explains, so how the Gemara said before, kukiyani also, was a whole shaila. If it's an animal, it's anyway also, because it needs a shchita. So Taisa's doing this going in a fish. So kum Taisa say, if you have the kukiyani and the meyayim of the fish, then we could say the me'al meka also, the shtakach beberei, so then it's also. If it's not me'al meka also, it's muta. So the maskonas ha'gemori comes out that bugs that are inside the me'ayim of the fish have to be also, because we could say me'al meka also. Probably God says it's also machmas ha'sofek. Maybe me'al meka also. If you find the bugs in the flesh of the fish, it's muta. Why? Minei korabi. In the flesh of an animal, it's also of a behemah. Because even if minei korabu, but it doesn't have a shchita. So let me make an asikum and azei paskin l'shulchan aruch l'aloche. Shulchan aruch paskin l'aloche in Yoredeye simen pei dalet seif tet zay. Toiloi. Kol toiloim hanimtzoim babehema. All of the bugs, that worms that are inside the behemoth, bein shem ben haor labosor, in between the skin and the flesh, bein shem bemeer in the kishkes, asuri. Because mother shach, if it came from outside, it's asur, and if it came from inside, it's asur, because it needs a shchita. That's the way the shach and the taz explain. Hanimtzoim badogim, if you find the worms and fish, bemeerim asurim. בין אור לבוסור, בתוך הבוסור מותורי. ועוד העשרים דווקא מחיים, אבל הגדלים בבוסור החשחיתה, או בדוגים וגבינו מותורים כל זמן שלי פירשו. כל זמן. So this is the הלוכה. So כלל ישראל knew this הלוכה for years. 2,000 years we know this הלוכה. That תלויים הנמצואים בבוסור אסורים, תלויים הנמצואים בדוגים מותורים. במאיים של הדוגים אסורים. The Gemara says machmas ha'sofek. We don't know from where they came. So this was the halacha. Ein hachanami. The Rambam learns that everyone that is found in the fish is also asur. The Magid Mishnah learns pshat like this in the Rambam. Perek Aleph Milchus Ma'acholes Asuris. Aloha Beis. Aloha Yud Zayin, Aloha Shulchan brings him down. Toilasa nimtzos b'mei adogim u'b'moyach sheberoisha b'heimo v'animtzos b'psoro asuro. Aval dag maliach sheitliya, after already you know you salted a herring, hare atoilah sheboimuteres shem kepeire sheitliyu achar shenekru min haoriz shemutar le'echlo. So the Rambam holds everyone inside the fish is asur. To pshat him in the Rambam. Why the Rambam holds like that? If he holds that every single chashulchan learns, the Rambam learns that all the worms come to the fish from outside. There's the reason it's asur. And some learn pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam learns that the fish is called mechuba lekarka, and everything that grows inside the fish is asur. We don't pask in the Rambam. It's good to know it, but we don't pask in it. So we pask in la'aloche, again to have it close. Worms that come inside the fish, if they're inside the me'ayim of the fish, you're not allowed to eat them. Worms that are inside the flesh, you're allowed to eat. And this was Klal Yisrael for years and years and years. They ate it. The Moshe, Rabbi Best told me yesterday, he was here in Eretz Yisrael, and he went to the store, and he bought a salmon with an ashgacha. I don't want to say the name of the ashgacha now. Chashev ashgacha, and selling it clean from worms. Checked and clean from worms. They opened it, they checked it under the blue light. I'll explain this a second later what is the blue light. And he counted 61 worms. He has it video. 61 worms inside the flesh. Klal Yisrael all the years didn't mind. Shulchan Aruch. Teloim shebetoich bosor adogim mutar. That Ashgocha holds like that. We asked that Ashgocha, what is the pshat? He said it's clean. He said, yeah, the me'ayim is clean. Shteid Shulchan Aruch, that is also about the basal. Shteid Shulchan Aruch, that is muta. So the mele, it's muta. What do you want from us? We keep Shulchan Aruch. This is be'etzem the mocker and the aloche. So what happened? What happened? What happened now that is a whole tumult? So I want to explain. It's a kind of worm, just to let you to understand, Belsky told me that there's 3,000 kind of worms in a fish. 3,000 kinds. Says he knows the names. Well, I can't remember the names of the guys in my shir. Some people are smarter. Aber Mikol Mokoyim is one of the worms is called Anasekis, Anasakis. You don't get me wrong, names. But something like that, Anasakis. This worm, I will speak now just to make the shear easier. We'll speak about salmon. Then we'll speak maybe on the less chosh of a fish. But we'll speak on salmon. Salmon is a fish that most Klal Yisrael eat. Now, the salmon, they opened the salmon, this was Rabbi Belsky and Rabbi Best also here, they bought it on Tzisrael 2 days ago. This fish was 61 worms, and you know, they didn't buy a whole big piece of salmon, they bought a little slice. Now, for sure, from the me'ayim, the kishkis of the salmon, you have to clean it, there's no question about it. You can't buy a salmon without ashgocha if you don't clean the inside or wash the inside. So din shulchan aruch, it's full with anasanic kind of worms. Came the me'oririm and claimed, and this is be'etzem, Rabbi Bess is standing, one of the strong me'oririm, before him is Rabbi Revach, before him more people, but he's now one of the oimdim b'roish ha'ma'arechas ha'oisrim, and he claims like this. I want to give you the picture, the physical picture, how it works. As animals in the ocean, in Hebrew they call them kelev yam. I don't know how they call them. If they call them dog waters, I don't. What? Okay. These have inside big worms these kind of worms. They have big worms. Very big ones. They could be 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters. this book, this anascanus worms are inside this animal. They give eggs inside the animal. These eggs, when the animal, you know, has the afroshes, it comes out with the afroshes of the animal and it goes down to the bottom of the sea. So the bottom of the sea, the bottom of the ocean, after a while, I'm saying again, if you most science, it's a big argument if this is the Matthias, the eggs open and the little worms start to move out. They called in their language Agmena 1. It's one stage, they called number one, the stage of the living of that animal. As a big argument, what is the size of the animal till the krill comes and eats him up? Some people say it's 0.1, some it's 0.2, and some people say that he saw it and it's 0.4. It's a big nafkamina. 0.1, 0.2 is not seen by Ayin Shel Bnei Adam. It's called Mikroskopic. Mikroskopic. I don't know these things exactly, but this is called that small, you can't even see it. The eggs are for sure microscopic, how you call it? thing of the, these are the question if it's all what?
Microbes.
So these things are for sure 0.2, 0.3. The krill eats them. This is the Matthias. The krill eats them.
What's the krill? Fish?
No, krill is it's different. It's kind of chayes tmeis. Some of them are like, you know, it has like little things like. What? Some things, some like a crack, some are different kind of animals. Some different names. In science they call them the krill. So I'm using the lotion of all of them. I don't know the animals. I'm using the lotion. Now that krill eats them up. This krill is eaten up by the salmon. Like this. This Anasarchus worm moves into the salmon. The salmon is eaten again by this dog. And again, inside the dog, they grow. And again, they have an egg. And this is the way, this is the cycle of the life of this bug. This is the Metzius we know today. In science, we know the Metzius. This is the factors, at least, Lefi, what Chachmei HaGoyim and Chachmei Yisrael that follow them. I mean, and Heintike follow the Metzius. This is the system. After we know this system, we know black and white that this and this kind of bugs don't come from inside of the fish, they come from outside of the fish. This is the fact. If they come from outside of the fish, so it has a din of sheretz amayim. If it has a din of sheretz amayim, so maybe they go into the flesh of the fish, and if you eat them, you're eating bugs. Everyone is in between 4 and 5 laughing. I'm saying, a piece of salmon here in Yerushalayim in a kosher store with a kosher hashgacha, one piece, 61 worms. 61 worms. So everyone is 5, it's like not saying, like getting up late Krishna for a whole year. Yeah, someone's laughing. So, it's possible that it's also. So, we understand, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Nissim Karelitz, Rav Osner, all of them signed 3 days ago a letter that it's also Gomu. Rav Eliashiv, Rav Osner, Nissim Karelitz, Rav Shmuel Leuerbach, Rav Azriel Leuerbach, Rav Nosson Gestender, Rav Moshe Sternbuch. I have upstairs the letters, the fresh letters. I'll read one of the letters, I'll read you soon. Fresh letters, Asur Gomu, Asur. Today, Israel Asur. So, what is the tzad that some people want to have a small tzad to say that it's mutter? So, I want to be mafkir. The first question is, well, ask someone, say it. You know that these bugs that come from outside to inside, this anaskenis and some kind of bugs that are eaten by the krill, that was eaten by the salmon. Was eaten by the salmon. So we know that these bugs for sure came in. These bugs for sure came in from outside. So I understand. We know the bugs are inside the me'ayim, inside the kishkes of the salmon is also. But maybe the bugs are inside the flesh. Maybe this is different bugs. It doesn't say. But they didn't manage yet. You know, I'm sure one day they will manage, you know, to catch one, to put like a little ring on him, and then we'll take a couple of years till the matter will get to that, and to see if this is the one that is by the salmon inside the flesh. Yeah. So Chazal said that the flesh is muta. The flesh, it grew from the fish. Chazal said the flesh, it grew from the fish. The other ones are muta. Mechateis. So they tiny enough. The Metzius is not like that. Why? They were told of the Rav Moshe 30 years ago. They have farm fish and they have wild fish. Because the salmon is the way they call it. Wild salmon and farm salmon. The farm salmon comes that they grow in kind of swimming pools that they have like farms. There is no big dogs. So there's no chatgadia. They open the salmons, not even one bug. Not even one in a salmon. Not even one. The other ones that come from China and these places, packed with bugs. They have the chatgadia. Very simple. It's black and white. Not only that, the chicken kind of fish, some of them claim that the main move of the fish that are kind of bugs from the me'ayim to the flesh, it's beikir happens after the fish dies. When it's alive, the fish, the body of the fish pushes away not to accept the bugs inside. And also the animal feels that he has enough place for the kishke to live inside the me'ayim. So he went, Sabar Revach, to a place. They took 20,000 fish. It's kind of herring, fish. That in that place, they took them out of the water, and right away they put them in freezing water that they died. And they opened the fish. It was like frozen, -2. Not even one bug in the flesh. In the same place, he took out 5 fish, and he left them outside for a day, before they put them in the water, and he opened them. The whole flesh was full with bugs. Again, we have the proof that it's the same bugs that move from the me'ayim of Chazal Asert. Another proof they have pictures that they open salmons and they saw some worms walking in between the flesh and the me'ayim. It was half here, chati chati. So it's mistabu that this is the mahalach. Also they found holes, tunnels. That this is what they claim, that the bugs went through. We'll see later if it's muchach or not. So the Shaila is again. So now we will come with an assumption that we believe, at least what science tells us, that these bugs come from the ones that were born on the ground, that were eaten by the krill, that was eaten by the salmon. And b'meila l'cha'ura, if this is the metzius, that these are the bugs, had to be the lemaisa, we don't have a heta. So how is it sad? How some rabbani want to be matir? This is the problem. So I want to be masbir. There's 2 ways to go. And we'll try. I'll try to be masbir step by step. We today, 2010, the science is very, very strong. The Mada believes there's not even one worm. A one little worm and a fish that was created from the fish. No worms create from fish. Nothing comes from the fish. Is little eggs, you call them, how you call them?
Microscopic.
These kind of eggs come from Zohar and Akeva where they are. They could come from germs, they could come. But it's an egg that comes there, and that egg comes to the fish, opens in the fish, and the bugs come out from there. There's nothing in the world that comes from the fish turning to become a bug, at least up to what the world knows today. So the question is, how Chazal tell us that if it was created from the fish, it's muta? Why? Gemara says, the reason that if it's created from the fish, it's muta, because the mineko godly. Rashi explains, Mineko gabli, mine gabli, loshen gadli. Mine gabli, loshen gadli. Someone in loshen. Mine gabli, loshen gadli. Mine baim ha'atma em gdelim. Velav sheret sa'or etznin. Say, the Metzius is not like that. We know the factor is not like that. What is the answer? We have the same problem in Hilchei Shabbos. Lice. Chazal say, you're allowed to sod them, you're allowed to kill them. It's eino pora verove. They just grow on their own. We know today, Metzius, they even see how the pora verove. There's no out pora verove. So what, the halacha will change? So it's two answers. One answer, the science don't know what they're talking about. One hashkafa. Teira zemes, mishugoyim. Mishugoyim. There's a lot of things we know that they taught and then they saw it's garnish. I'll bring you one of the proofs. They think the world was created with a bump, yeah? Someone has asked. Every animal, they say, no, nothing is created. Everything is an egg. They don't believe Chazal. But the world is what's created on egg. Chazal say that animals are created on egg from the fish. No, it can be. Science says nothing turns to be a bug. It has to come from somewhere. But the ganze Welt talking to Mishugoyim. Now this was a boom boom, but everything happened. This is one Ashkafe that is not so accepted by the Rabbani. Not so accepted. But this Ashkafe says, Chazal say, if you have a worm inside the fish, it came from the fish. They zogen nicht, they tell you the krill mit der Bad, but it's a golish. Chazal say, it's okay, it's okay. It's one news. The other Nusach says, no, Chazal also knew the Metzius. We know the Metzius. Something that is very small. Microscopic. Microscopic, okay. That thing, Chazal, by, this is called that it's created from the fish. Einu pore verove means in our eyes it's not pore verove. What the lomdish and the lomdish, it's called pore verove. It's not called pore verove. It's come out all the poskim say in Shabbos. This eggs that came into the fish. So the main entire Chazal, you're right that these nothing was created from the fish alone. It came in from outside. We know the Messiah that it comes in from outside. This is called created from the fish. This is called created from the fish. This is not called created from outside. These are the two ways to explain why we're allowed to eat the bugs and the flesh before the Heintike problem. B'meile, come the Poiskim today, and they're coming with their tiny like this. So we'll start. One answer is, the science don't know what they're talking about. Say, we're going to feed that mahal. They don't know what they're talking about. So if I see a bug in the flesh, they don't know what they're talking about. I see myself a bug that walks in. That bug for sure is awesome. When I find a bug inside the flesh, so Chazal say it came from the flesh. Science says it can be. Chazal said it could be. But if I saw something walking in, I went to the floor in the ocean, I saw these little bugs. I saw the krill eating them, I saw the salmon eating them, I see the bug. So Avada it's awesome. What you're saying, Mechateza is the same ones. So, Rav Ozner, you see thousands here, you see holes. Philosophically, Nafkin, say there's different ones.
Mechateza blew the signs, that's how it works.
What?
Mechateza blew the signs, that's how it works.
No, I'll tell you, it's two different things. We don't think that they're lying. What they decide that it cannot be, this is what we don't believe them. What they say that it cannot be, that worms will come out from fish, has to be that something came over. Chazal say it came out from the fish. But when we see that these bugs, we see the worms, we see how they go to these dogs, we see the eggs, we see the metzias. Then it's also, this is one reason that they want to answer it, the Rabbanim, Rabbi Bess V'siyatoi. The second reason, they say like this. What is the second answer? No, the signs are right, but you know, it comes in, and Michael said, yeah, it comes in like that. V'meile etzmuta. Now we have to clear about these anesthetics bugs. First we have to know what is the size of the bug when the egg opens on the floor, on the bottom of the ocean. It's an argument. I said again, some say 0.2, 0.3, 0.4. If it's 0.4, so then it's also. These bugs were not micro before they went in. They were bigger before they went in. They're also. Even if we will say that they were small, but after the krill ate them, they grow inside the krill. Most of the science say that inside the krill, it's already 0.5. That it's nira le'enayim. We made a valid nira le'enayim. Okay, but it grew inside the krill. It's not a sheretz asheretz ala oretz. And the krill was eaten to the fish. So it's weiter than a sheretz asheretz ala oretz. So l'chur, it has to be muta. Zach de'azeh. So listen carefully to the shtikl teira. Again, if it's big enough in the bottom, so it's also because it's big. What we'll say, it's not big enough in the bottom. It grows by the krill, but the krill is not sheretz asheretz ala oretz. The teretz, you're right. Oh, but the krill is a behemoth male. So if it grew inside the krill, it has aloha like a krill. Like we saw, the worms that grew inside a behemoth, we said. They don't have a din of a sheretz, but while the behemoth needs a shchita and there's no shchita, zog teisves, it has a din of eva minachai. So this krill, zog the minchas chinuch, kuf samach gimel, that behemoth animals and bugs that come out inside a behemoth male have a aloha of a behemoth male. So you're not allowed to eat these worms al dag tome, kilu you're eating a krill. So v'manafshach, they want to answer it. If the science, they don't know what they're talking about, here we know what they're talking about. If the reason was because it was mikro, was small, but here maybe it was already big. It didn't start. Normally eggs, all the worms, you say different eggs, different germs come in, and bugs come out of it. Here we know it was on the floor, it grew, could be it's big, could be it's not. It's an argument because they say, the people that want to be matir, they say that even if it was 0.4, but it's, and we see in the places that 0.4 is called nira le'enayim, but it's the bugs there are very, very thin, very narrow, mamish kechut asayro. So the claim could be it's not nira le'enayim. But the same say that even if it's not nira le'enayim, but when the krill eats it, it grows inside the krill. And while it grows inside the krill, so it has a behemoth tmeir. So enoch nami doesn't have a din asherat asherat salot, but that's a behemoth tmeir. Mele it's also. What?
Everyone
basketball
that something comes from a fish
to me. It's a Gimel, and as they stated Malbim, the Yikro Yudalef Yudalef, and as they is Mashma and the Suga there, that behemoth me. Again, some people say no, even when it's eaten from the krill, it's small. It's what Rabbi Vaya. The Rabbi Vaya is the Mumche for bugs. He claims that when it's, the krill is eaten, it's very small. He's from the Matirim, actually. When it asks all the bugs, Alamol, via all the books of the world, he's here from the tzad of the material.
Why not use a blue light
here? Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. So, okay, now it's also. So, now the chur, it has to be also. So we left without a heta. So why some rabbonim want to be matir to eat the bugs? So one of the reasons that the rabbonim want to be matir, they have a diuk in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Pidalet, Sivkot and Tazayim, says the words, K כל תוילויים הנמצואים בבהימו בין האויר אסורים, הנמצואים בדוגים במאהם אסורים, בין אויר לבוסור מותורים. כל שחנור says כל. And you want to say that it's awesome. Shulchan Aruch doesn't change. So it's a ter leter muchlefes. Kol toiloim animtzayim babeim. Kol. It says everything. So could be the kol goes on the asurim, but then it says animtzayim bedogim doesn't mean kol. It says kol toiloim animtzayim babeim in Hashem or the asurim. Animtzayim bedogim. So maybe the kol doesn't go on both. This is the vikuach. So the shaila is. So what we do lemaisa? What we do lemaisa? So I want to go kederech hadvarim. So they have tainus like this. Koy, why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write? I want to explain. Now I want to go to the nekudas avikuach. Shulchan Aruch state that the worms that are inside the flesh are muta. We're saying now we have proofs that it's us. And they're telling us, we don't understand. Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutar. You can prove that it's asur. Shulchan Aruch tell a yid, you open a fish, you see worm in the flesh, you're allowed to eat. And the me'ayim, you're not allowed. You coming rabbonim and telling me, Herzachayim, I asked science, they told me. You're right, b'cheshbonis, you're right. So first we asked every time. So every time we said it's different. It comes micro, or they don't know. Here we know everything is coming from outside. Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutar. How you can say that it's asur? This is better the stark tain of the material. How do you say that's also? Shulchan Aruch said that's mutter. The Rabbi first told me, Mamish, before the Shia spoke to him, he said, Shulchan Aruch said that's mutter. 500 years it says that it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch doesn't know that it could be such a problem. Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. It says mutter. How do you say that's also? Shulchan Aruch said mutter. And so the boss of mutter. It says different. It's mutter. What the Eisrim tain? Shulchan Aruch said, worms in the me'ayim also, and the flesh is mutter. What if you have sigh in the flesh and sigh in the me'ayim? And you could see that it came. Shulchan Aruch didn't speak of such a case. The case of Shulchan Aruch was, you open an animal, you find them in the flesh. But if you find also the me'ayim and also in the flesh, and you know it could have moved from one to each other, also, the Shulchan Aruch didn't say when it's holes, but when it's holes, so it's like the me'ayim. They say Taka that the Metzius says that in the salmon, these bugs, the Anisenix bugs, are Taka closer to the inside. You never find them in the outside of the bussel. In the flesh, in the fish, you don't see them in the outside side. Yeah. But weiter it's a bit schwer.
Different one. That's not close to the skin.
No, it shows that we have a right. The ones that the Chazal spoke about Shulchan Aruch was the other ones. These we see close.
So something changed in Chazal?
No, they didn't speak about this bug. The Shaila is, I'll tell you, the Shaila is like this. When this bug was found, he told me tonight, Stefanski from Dugin, that an American, I forgot the name of the book, is records of this bug already from the 13th. It means 700 years ago. So it means in Shan time Shulchan Aruch these bugs exist. They claim maybe these bugs didn't exist then. They had another taina in French. They took out a whole research that 1960 for the Goyim numbers, yeah. They checked 9,000 fish to check this bug, the Anisenix bug. And they found 1.5%. And the fish had such bug. And 1972, 12 years later, they checked again the same kind of fish, 9,000, and they found 60%. So we see that it's growing very much. So maybe the time the Chazal was nothing shibah nothing. Was miyut she'enu matzvi, so Chazal didn't have to go into it. Now, it grows a lot. So he told me a good time there, the Dogen guy, that in between these years, you know what happened? You know, the world, they started to protect the animals. You know, they're going to protect the animals, especially these dogs, they're very protected. You're not allowed to, people like to do them for the, you're not allowed to pick all these, if you take them, it's a big avea, they give you a lot of oynish. So it says like this, the mail of what happened, it says very partial. He said, in the beginning, before 1960, no one was collecting these animals so much. When they came to the sea, they chopped them. They didn't have these big boats, they took thousands of them. 1960 is when they started, a bit before that, big boats went, and they were collecting thousands of them, till the world was scared and no one would be left. So they forced everyone to stop to manage very stark rules. So they say, he said, then when everyone collected them, so it was not so much big dogs. So maybe it was not so much worms, so it was not so much eggs. They stopped to collect them, and they came back 60%. Because now they protect them, so maybe they're much more in the water. I'm not saying that it has to be. Meaning to say, so much things could change, you can't prove numbers or not. So we have the shailas, one shailas, what happened in the time of the Shulchan Aruch? What happened in the time of the Shulchan Aruch? The second time is, this will have a Belsky was trying to explain to me tonight, very, very stark. He's fire, mamish fire. He said like this. It's 3,000 kind of worms. Chazal say inside the flesh is mutter. We don't know why, other because they don't know what they're talking about, they're going, other because micro does not consider. Other, you found one, the bug, the native anesthetics, and you researched him, and you followed him, and he said, no, he came from there. So he's also. So how Chazal led me to eat the fish? They want me to research 3,000 fish from where they come? 3,000 bugs? They didn't have ways to research. Chazal told a person, Chazal know everything, right? Now they know the anesthetics is also. So how did Tanya allow to eat a fish? It's 3,000 fish. All of the 3,000 have the same cycle. All of them decide and say, he eats them and Chadgadi and goes back. That's the way the world works. So, if Chazal said that it's mutter, everyone is mutter. This is Be'etzem, they're tied. The Shaila is, Taina Hel, Taina Hin, Lomdus, Yav, Akasha, Lamaise. We already answered you. We told you that maybe the Chazal said, if you see some in the Me'ayim, then it's a proof that they were big. If you don't see in the Me'ayim, you could assume that they come in micro. Said, but if you see that they're big in the Me'ayim, so you're right, we don't know it from that. We know it from the fact that we research that they come. But we have Chazal tell us that the mice in the Ma'ayim is also, and these we know that came from the Ma'ayim, and we know the Mahalach has to be also. So he wants to tie it like this. I say two svaros, one svar from him, one svar from Shlomo Miller. He says, the Gemara says that the ones that grow in the fish are mutar, Lashon HaGemara is not. Minei gavli. Loshen gadli min abeim ha'atzmoim gdelim. What is minei gavli? Loshen gadli min abeim ha'atzmoim gdelim. He wants to say, and he's right, in the Metzius, this fish, like I told you, when it goes out the egg, they call it like a gona one. Then when it's by the krill, it's called a gona two. Then it's when by it's with the salmon, it's called a gona tree. It's different stage of the animal, it's not only size. Different parts and different evorim add to the animal. They want to say, maybe this is called Mineko Gadli. It's there for a long time, it's growing there, but maybe it becomes a part of the fish, even if it came from outside. Avada, we have to know, Chazal say b'techa me'ay masu. Why Chazal say b'techa me'ay masu? Maybe Chazal say that b'techa me'ayim kilu, we're not sure. Maybe it grew more inside, maybe it didn't grow more inside. Maybe it changed, maybe not. But Chazal know that if it comes to the stage that it reaches the flesh, then for sure, the change was already from the flesh, and the male lets us. This is Be'etzem, the tine of the material. A shtikel raya to this whole vikuach is, the Rambam holds that everything inside the fish is also because everything came from outside. So the Rambam knew the mitzvah that everything came from outside. So the Rambam is the science. Suppose the Pshat, the other ones, they also knew. But they hold that even though it came from outside, has a halacha that it came from inside. It's very geschmack. The only problem is that the oisrim taina, that the mitzvah says if you measure the ones inside the flesh and the ones inside the me'ayim, they're the same size. It's not true. It's not true. We don't write. This is Be'etzem, the Iker HaVikuach. Vemele, G'doyle Eretz Yisrael, G'doyle Eretz Yisrael, Reb Eliashi, Rav Ozner, Shmuel Oyerbach, Reb Azriel Oyerbach, they asked it. I have a letter here from Reb Nissim. Al Dvar HaShayle Shenisairo Lachroino Bien Teloim Shenikru Anesenics, Anemtsoim Betech Bosor Dogim, Mevur Al Pi Hagmore Bechulim, Teloim Anemtsoim Bebosor Mutorim. אבל אין מוקם להתר תולעים הנמצאים בתך הבוסר במוקם שמוכח וניקר שבו הוא התבולעים מהלמד ובתולעים אלו מוכח על די כמה הוא חוכס שנכנסו לבוסר מהמאיים ובואו להמאיים מבחוץ כשבו לא הדג כגון קריל ושרמף ואינו דוימה למה שאידר השולחון אורך ולפי מה שיש אימו שנסגד לו התולעים בתך הקריל והשרם הרי כמה שנסגדנו בתך דג תומר, אין מוקם להוקם. ואין באחרון עם חוכמה סודה וחזני שיחמירו במוקם שיש חשש שהתלויים בו מעל מה. וכל זה החוכמה סודה שלוכן התלויים הנמצאים בקוים מויח אסור עם דמעל מקרוס. וכן בדרכי תשובה, ולוכן בנידון שלנו דניקו ונירה שבו הוא להבוסו מבחוץ מהמאיים, אי אפשר להתירו וצריכים לאחרם משום ספוק כדי רייסה. ועל כן בונו בזה לעזר להשגיח להוציא את אלוהים הללו מהדוגים הנגועים בזויס כשבורך יצאים עם כרשש למאחור יש אסורס וזה קרה לי צבר משב שטרם בורס מסתרף to them it's more letters but yeah shit this is one time to us those rabbonim are very stark that it's mutter it's very stark that it's mutter so what lemaise before I'm saying the details stores and cans, what are you allowed to, what are you not allowed to. There's another tzad to be made on him. Could be it's bottle beroiv. It's bottle beroiv, you can't see it. It's bottle beroiv. L'moshal, and the salmon, there's no way to see the worms only in the blue light. The color of the worms is exactly the same color of the bustle. You can't see it. There's no way in the world you could see it without a blue light. Some say it's a bitl beroiv. It's a berye. And berye is not bottle beroiv. So it's a big arichas that could be b'chayegav berye is bottle beroiv. Shai Miller wants to say more from that. If we say that the krill ate it and it only grew in the krill, so we say it doesn't have a din of a sheretz. It has a din of a krill. Now you're eating only a little piece of the krill. So it's not a berye. So it's vayta bottle beroiv. So this is a tshuva that will go out in another month and a half. He will write that svara there. The reason that now he doesn't want to write that svara, but like in another month and a half, that svara will be around. That's Hashem. But that the mitzarefe that could be in the salmon, you could be making. Some say, Marshal, some that you can't see them. It's not nikar la'inayim. It's bottle beroy. Now, you have to know the Marshal. Even before all of this tumult, I spoke to a lot of guys, Dougie and more. They took out the bugs. Someone will eat fish and will get bugs. They tried to take out the bugs. We know that here they found 61, but they tried to take out the bugs. But mainly they say that it's not for sure that there's bugs inside. But mainly what they want to say. First, it's a suffix. I know we have this vikuach, if it's called Sheretz HaMaim or not, suffix. Then, we mesupik, even if it is, if it's inside here or not. Then we have a bitul beroy. Now, even if it's a barrier, it's only with the rabbanon in the bottle. But the rice says bottle. So it's a sfeik. We made a marshal. Zodgabel Yashi, even all the gefilte fish, it's okay. Most of the gefilte fish is made from white fish. So why it's okay? The answer is, the reason that it's, you're allowed to say that it's okay, is because it's grinded. Some people say, our grinders, who says it's grinded? Say that. Although we have a sfeik. Especially when it's ground and it's bottled. First you have mechavet and mivatel, and also state in poiskim, when you have a suffix isur, you're allowed to mivatel misuffix. The mele, in the ground that you're allowed to. These are be'etzem, the other side of the kulis. Now the hainu, it's not miyut hamotzui, it's a big argument in the metzias. Mele, a lot of them don't have, so mele, it's not a problem. Now, let me get a mask. The badatz eide charedis. Everything that has a hechsher badatz eide charedis, everything you're allowed to eat. The badatz is makbid on it. They don't put in nothing that has worms. The hainu. So they take only from farms. Or different fish in different countries that there is no worms. And they check. And if it comes with worms, they send it away. The only thing that if you want to be machmir not to eat is herring. Told me the Mashgiach of the Badatz, and I got permission from his name to say it. His name is Soloveitchik. I forgot his first name, so I'm just saying his last name. I got permission to say it. He's the one that's in charge. He himself doesn't eat the herring. And the herring, they can't have it completely clean. Even though we've seen the list that came out in the newspaper that says that herring is okay, it's 15% bugs in the herring. So he says, if you go to a Kiddush, don't eat 6 pieces. If you eat 5, if you eat 6 already, in percentages, 1 of 6 has worms. There's no. The Badatz could not manage to find herring completely. Saying what he said, everything else, again, at Pialochi you're allowed to eat it. The Badatz has more reasons why they make ill. They have more reasons why they make ill in it. Maybe it's pickled, it's melted, cover more svaras. Everything else, the same thing as the kashrus of Rubin. But that's Mehadrin Rubin. I spoke to Rav Rubin today. I asked him, how you hold? It's two shittas. I want to know what is your anoge. He said, I don't know about two shittas. I said, what do you mean? I already spoke to his mashgichim the last 2 years before I called him. He said, from after the letter came out, there's no two shittas. It's only Rabbi Yashiv. By me, it's no two shittas. What is Rabbi Yashiv? I'm a vatal deity. From now on, we don't have nothing. I said, and what is from before? Something is in the stores. So he said that they don't have so much in stack anyways. Before, he said, he was makpid. He was choshesh, not to use worms in the flesh. But what? He checked, this is what I heard from his mashgichim before, I didn't understand. He checked a simple. Sample. Now, how much he checked? It's a vikuach, what is called miyut hamotzui. They will take lamazagan 100. If 10% of them will have, they would not use the whole lot. If less than 10% will have, they will use. So the hainu, the ones that had more from, because of that, to check a sample, they only did it when it was a chumre, that everyone hold like Shulchan Aruch. Some rabbanim, Rav Ozna, written a tshuva for 30 years ago to be machmir. So b'meile, it's sefer Moshe, it's muter. So b'meile, he was matir. But he wants to be machmir. Sample is enough. Now the Rabbi Yashiv hold that it's also, they don't take nothing, and you can buy free everything else. If you're not holding in the badats, and you're not ordering from the rubin, the other chasherim here in Eretz Yisrael, I told you again, I don't want to say the names, I'm scared from them. But I know chasherim, Someone told me, the Rabbi Bess said that he checked and he found in the flesh 61. Now, he says he has the videos. I'm sure you could approach him. He will email to you the video that... Internet also. Know what happened to Chava when she added and what Hashem said. So anyways, so now, the Shaila is the guy in the Moshul America. So in America, the Moshul, farm salmon is not a problem. Farm salmon is not a problem. Wild salmon is a problem. So I spoke to the Mevinim. Wild salmon, the fresh salmon that they sell, is 99% okay. It's from farms. I speak in America. I spoke, you know, I have the Tommy that runs that big store there. I was nervous all the time that I ate. He told me that everything that is fresh, they don't wipe. Maybe this is not so nice to say. Now, I speak about salmon. The wild salmon is double the price. So he said, don't worry, we never gave you a wild salmon. He said, there's only the fancy people there in Stadt. You know, they want to eat. He assumes that even in sushi they don't use. I don't know the metzias. He also doesn't know the metzias. That so you have to know again. The nafkimina is that you know that if it's the farms anyway, it's not a problem. So maybe the problem is much smaller. Just to wash it inside. You have to have hashgacha because you have to check that from the inside they don't come. But the farms don't have bugs. These bugs bichlal. So the farms are okay. The smoked salmon is also okay in the cans. Now, Be'ez Hashem, they're going to have also regular salmon in the cans for the machmirim made from farm salmon. We've written on it farm salmon. Like under a fish, it's really very hard. The truth is, all the frozen fish in America, and comes in these choshev companies, it's not from farms, but it's candle checked. Meaning to say, they check it. These achsherim, they check not to serve worms in the flesh. If it's medugdug legamre, I can't say. But it's already mir chayner motzi. The bemele, you could be semech habitul beroiv, the smoked salmon is another heter because it could be with the heat and gets. So it's different shittas, it's hard to know, it's lists on every different kind of fish. Not so, they gave out one. I have here a list, I cannot read English, so, you know, to translate it also will not work. So, I'm saying it's a list. Maybe you read over the list. You read the list. Mizaka the Rabbi. It's a list what is also and what is muta. I'm saying again, could be that a lot of Rabbonim are matirit in Gantz. Speaking on the ones that answer.
Butterfish? Wild.
Said muta also.
No, I think it is all answer.
Say it right. I know.
The butterfish, the wild canned salmon, cod, scrod, and hake, flounder, it's a yellowtail, wild abs, blackbacks, turbo, yellowfin sole, halibut, Pacific red snapper, the eastern or Atlantic red snapper is a different variety and is okay. The pollock, the Alaskan. Fish sticks or other breaded fish products, fillet, red perch, sable, black cod, sea bass, Chilean from Chile, and Australia is also a problem, sardines, Norway, Scotland, sole, wild salmon, all types, yellowfin sole. The following fish do not require checking: carp and farm-raised salmon,
More. It's 5, 10 more. Turn the page.
Flounder, only fluke, Georgia Banks, channel, filterfish, herring fillet, lox, if it would be wild, it would say wild, fish sticks, pike, fish sticks which are minced, pike.
Because, you know why? Because it's chopped, it made it smooth.
Pike, Atlantic pollock, sardines from Morocco, the Philippines, and Portugal. Sea bass, striped bass, grouper, Mexican, blue nose from New Zealand, tilapia, trout, tuna, whitefish, Michigan Lake Superior, some allow the Canadian as well.
One more, no?
Whiting.
The whole thing.
Say again, there's a lot of rabbonim that hold that it's mutter, but the ma'aseh g'dayle Eretz Yisrael came with a psak that it's also, and the mele, it's rovi to a person to be choishesh, for sure calls man that he could to be choishesh, Rabbi Yashi writes that it's a chashash isur deiraise, Rabbi Nissim writes that it's a chashash isur deiraise, and I'm saying, Rabbi Bess told me today that Rabbi David Feinstein told him today that he starts to ask her. Till now, they said to his father that his mutter, he told me that he's starting to ask her now, and Rav Dovi says that it's also. So I understand that this is going around yet, and we'll hear lekan v'lekan. Be'ez Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yatzileinu v'Machal Tzasur.